Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
Amira Varius, what's good, y'all?
Hey, man, welcome to another evening. I'm setting it off, keeping it real, keeping it relevant, keeping it raw, keeping it entertaining. Real, Relevant, Raw. I want to welcome all of our listeners who will be listening live. You are listening live right now, as well as those who will be listening for the rest of the week via the archives. Let me first give us our guest call-in number. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Let me also say this. If you want to speak to Amira or I, you have a question or a comment, you want to engage us in conversation, then when you call in, press 1. If you simply want to listen to the show, don't press anything, hold on, and you'll be able to listen. And if you are listening from your laptop or your tablet, simply click on the link that I posted on Facebook for those who are following the show on Facebook, and you can listen in. And I want to invite you tonight to become a follower of the show. I want to invite you to our show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. You can also go to that same show page, and you can click on the message button. Maybe you don't want to comment on the air, but you have a question or a comment, or even, let me suggest, a topic for a future show. Simply go to our show page, click on the message button, and you will send us a message. Let me make one more announcement before we start our show tonight. This coming Wednesday, we have a special broadcast of Real, Relevant, and Raw. We want to help the family of Kamari Jones. Kamari Jones. For those of you who do not know who Kamari Jones is, he was a 7-year-old child who was brutally murdered in his home in Wilson, North Carolina. From the information that I have received, someone probably trying to beat somebody else, kill somebody else, shoot somebody else, shot into the house. And unfortunately, Kamari Jones lost his life. So we're going to have members of the family coming on the air Wednesday night. We want you to share any and all information that you have, because we will not stop until that killer is brought to justice. So tune in this coming Wednesday for a special broadcast, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., Real, Relevant, Raw on Blog Talk Radio. However, tonight's show entitled Parenting with Your Ex is not about you. Amira, did you know that in the community of color, the last statistics that I read states that 7 out of 10 children born in the African-American community were born to unwed mothers? Were you aware of that statistic?
I can believe it. It's probably higher than that. I can definitely believe it.
It may be. So 70% of children in the African-American community were born to unwed mothers. And then in the larger community, in America, every 10 marriages is ending in divorce. Now, that says a couple of things to me. That 70% of women in the African-American community, 7 out of 10, are having children without being married. Now, we're not here to judge that. That is a statistic, which says to me that there is an ex somewhere, ex-boyfriend, child, father, et cetera. Also, it says in the larger community that for those married couples who divorce, who had children, now, we're definitely talking about having a child and also having an ex. So it lets me know, Mary, that at some point, those of us with children more often than not, are going to have the parent with an ex. And so tonight we want to talk about the parent. We want to help you tonight. You're parenting with an ex. Maybe it's an ex-husband, ex-wife. Maybe it's a child's father, a child's mother. Maybe it's somebody who you made a mistake with, slept with, and you hit it raw, or you allowed yourself to be hit raw, and now you're pregnant. And you are facing the possibility of parenting with an ex. We want to help you tonight. We want to give you the information that you need. We want to make this as well as real, relevant, and raw. So what we're going to do right now is go to Song Start to show off right. We're doing old school tonight. Let's get it on. Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome back to Real Relevant and Raw, Relationship Radio at its best, giving you those topics that you need to hear and that you need to learn about. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host.
What's good, y'all? I'm Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's good? And Michael, real quick, I want to apologize. Last week, I got cut off because my cable was acting up and it was cutting in and out, and I didn't get a chance to finish the show, so I apologize. And tonight, I've been having a couple glasses of wine, so if I'm slurring all over the place, y'all bear with me. You know how it is. I didn't know we were doing the show tonight. I apologize about that.
Hey, Amir, it's all right. We finished up the show last week. You know we missed you. It's okay. You're back on tonight. We're feeling good. We're dealing with this topic tonight, parenting with your ex, which to me is relevant. It's needed. Speaking also from personal experience, because I have a 7-year-old son, Michael Jaden, who everybody, Michael Jaden, this past Saturday, received his yellow belt in martial arts. He had his test. He did well. So I'm a proud father. And I'm parenting with an ex-wife. And so I deal with this every day. And for those of us who are parents, how many parents are out in the listening audience tonight? Parenting is the only thing that we do in life. The only requirement, the only mission, the only calling, the only task that we have that does not come with a blueprint, doesn't come with an owner's manual. How much less does parenting with an ex come with an owner's manual? So tonight we want to help you who are listening. I have thought about it. There's some challenges when it comes to parenting with an ex. We have to understand that children have to be raised, regardless of the relationship that we have with our ex. Children have to be raised. And Amira, listen, I was raised by a single mother, thankfully college educated. She worked in a hospital for 40 years, same place, 30, 35 years, same hospital. That's unheard of today. Fathers in my life, not the best father, and I'm not here to dog my father out, but I got to keep it real. My mother did a good job, yet, in my opinion, Mary, tell me what she said. Yes, a single woman or man can raise a child. Ideally, it takes two. Mary, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's hard. I was a single mother. I can't say I still am because my son's 21 years old. He's a grown man. He's a grown child man, Jody. But we ain't even going to go there. But it's hard. And I don't think women all the time, I think, you know what, I think what we do a lot of time, we deal with the hand that's dealt with us. Women also have to bear, like, it's not man who carries the burden. If I kill this child, you know, because I know I can't provide for it, you know what I mean? I got to carry that burden. I got to meet my maker. Sometimes it's a little deeper. And if that baby was planted there, it was for a reason. So, and I'm with you. You know, like you said in the beginning of the show, use a rubber. You know what I mean? You running up the floor.
That's it.
You running in shit. Well, stuff happened. Babies happen. There ain't no stuck children come with that. And it's hard, Ali. It's hard for young women. It breaks my heart when I see women having 2 and 3 kids. You're not even out your, you know what I mean? You ain't even out your teens. You got double-digit children. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. I've seen it. Like, come on, you a grandmother when you're 31 years old. I've seen it. You know, when does it end? And my thing is this, on the flip side of it,
mm-hmm.
Have as many children as you want. I'm all about for being fruitful and multiplying. Have as many babies as you want. But be able to send, when you have a child, this is my motto. When somebody was like, Mary, you should run for council a couple of years back, I remember. This is my motto. If you have a child, you should be prepared to be able to send that child to college. If you have six children, you should have six different bank accounts ready, set up for them. So that's ideal. That's in the ideal world. But we don't live in the ideal world. We live in this society that we were dealt. So my thing is, when you keep having babies and you can't see their future, You just what are you, machine now? Because to me, you setting half of them kids up, maybe three of them. I know this about financial aid. Three people in the household with the same address can get some financial aid. That's it. You could go ahead and have your 12 kids and think, and me and my friend, we had an argument about this. Me and him, yeah, he got a whole bunch of kids. He was like, they could go to college. They can, but you making it harder on them. Mm. I'm not never downing a child. Stop putting words in my mouth. By you having all those babies, you making it harder on those kids to be able to go to college because only three of them are going to be eligible for the financial aid with that household with your social security number connected with it. I know this. I worked for them for 10 years. I know this. Okay? I know that. So you making it hard for the other eight to go to college. And I'm not saying they can't. Of course they can. You just making it harder, boo. Why you keep setting them kids up? To me, you setting them up for failure. Yeah, you setting them up for failure. One of them going to be, statistics say, in jail on drugs, dead. That's what the statistics say. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at society. Be mad at yourself. How about that? Don't be mad at me.
I'm going to pause you just for a quick second. We have a caller. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw. Let me bring this caller on. Caller, good evening.
Hey.
You are live on Real Relevant Raw.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? It's your man, Mr. Direct, doing what he does best, calling in, baby.
Hey, Mr. Direct, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm okay, man. Real quick and say hello. I was listening to the show. I know the show about parenting and parenting with your ex. And, you know, I've dated a few women that have, you know, been going through crises and stuff with their, you know, exes and stuff. And I will tell you this. I think the biggest problem is that as a society, all the weight is put on the woman. And because of the society that we live in today, meaning like, you know, everyone's like, well, everything's fair. You have a lot less men, white or black, taking up the responsibility of being a father. And the whole entire idea of parenting is two people. Parenting is not one unless one dies, unless one has to do it because not another one is around. But when it comes to the realms of, you know, exes and stuff like that, I think a lot of men are not stepping up and doing what they need to do. And I'm just saying it from the point of view as a man on the outside. I know it always looks different, you know, from the outside looking in, but I think a lot of men are just not stepping up. You know, the minute they're like, well, she's gone, they take it out on the kids. You know, like, I ain't got to be here no more, so screw her.
Exactly. See, and Mr. Direct, I agree with you because I think as men, we need to separate the issues we have with our child's mother, our ex-wife, et cetera, with that child. And if the child didn't ask to be here, and ultimately that child needs to be raised, so I agree with you 100%.
No,
Did you have a comment or question?
I agree with you 100%. At some point, you have to put aside your differences, and you have to agree, this child did not ask to be here. However, because we want to do the best for this child, we have to make sure that any sacrifices we would have made together, we're willing to make while we're apart. And what happens is a lot of men, because they're not on the daily, because the men don't get to, oh, well, you have to be there and raise them. Because the men don't have to be there, you get a lot of men that are like, well, if I only have to be there, I'll be here for when it's fun. I'll show up to the events, like the birthday party. I'll be there for the games if you show up for a game because they play basketball and I'm into basketball or baseball or whatever. But they're never there for the serious times. And now you get into a situation where now the woman becomes resentful towards the man And then the man's resentful toward the woman because the woman's resentful towards him. It becomes a perpetual circle. And they refuse to see their perpetual circle with each other.
Exactly. And at some point, Mr. Direct, as you're saying, the parents need to step back from their emotions. The bottom line is we cannot parent with ego, with an ex-wife, or even if we're married or we're dating. The bottom line is we got to take the focus off ourselves and take the focus onto that child, whether it's a man or a woman. So, but I agree with you on the center. Amir, did you want to jump into the conversation?
I agree to a certain extent. You know, women, we also bring it upon ourselves. We make – you take a bad situation and make it worse sometimes as women. You know, I'm not going to say we're angels and that crap all the time. No, we're not. Sometimes I watch women. Like, you would do that? You would keep that child away from his father because he ain't paid a couple dollars and he had a hard time? No. Women make those situations, you know, and it's not always right.
Exactly.
Not all of them. I'm not saying women make all of them. Let me clear that up. Not all of them, but sometimes in certain situations, women don't always make it easy.
Exactly. I mean, I think we're all saying the same thing, that when we have a child, whether we stay with that person or not, whether it's an ex-wife, baby mother, baby father, the bottom line, at that point, that child becomes a priority. We've got to put egos aside, hurts, resentments aside, and decide, listen, it is hard enough for a child to grow up in this world. We got to do our best to raise them. Mr. Direct, host of Real Talk.
Yes.
Mr. Direct, listen, thanks for calling in tonight. We got another caller calling in. Listen, thank you for calling in tonight, man. Appreciate the support.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Mike. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
I think we have another caller calling in. Let's see here. Caller, you are live on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Everybody should know who I am by now. I call every week.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Our friend of the show, Nikki Mitchell. Yes, we can hear you.
What's
say,
up, y'all?
Say hello to Amira Ryan. Hey, how you doing?
Miss Amira, what's good?
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to the show every week, and I love it. And, you know, I've loved the topics and what you guys are discussing. And I had a quick comment, I guess, that probably is going to spark off a whole nother show topic. I think the bottom line with this parenting with ex and, you know, let me just put this out there. I am not a parent. However, I am very mature enough to sit back and observe situations that I see around me, you know, different family members and, you know, and things like that. So to even be a parent, it's a whole level of maturity that comes with that. So whether it's the woman given a problem, you know, she doesn't really want to be supportive of the child or whatever, or the man doesn't want to be around for the child, all of that boils down to a maturity level. And this is why, and America probably agree with me on this, you can't have a baby with everybody. It's just really what it is. I mean, you got to know what you're getting involved with when you decide to bring a life into this world.
I totally agree. And my thing, what I was saying, like, some women, you know, you can have a father. This is the one thing us, as when we harp as feelings, that's what we are. We pink and we soft. We soft and we pink. You know what I mean? We harp of feelings. You know, you could say you not together, but if you not with somebody and you see him with somebody, now you're making it hard for him to see it. It's just little petty shit that women do that I don't appreciate. That be dead wrong. Dead wrong. I want to say
and a lot of women from 20 to 40 to 50,
you know what I mean?
they do it.
It don't even matter what age.
They find out the ex-husband with somebody else, they get upset. They going on with their life, living their life, no problem. So as soon as they find out their ex-husband or ex-boyfriend or whatever has a new lady in his life, all hell breaks loose for whatever reason. I don't understand.
And then on the flip side, with men, they'd be like, oh, you got a man, let him take care of him. Then they don't want to take care of their kids to get into men. Like, men do, they're not angels either, but I'm just saying, sometimes as women, we have a lot of power, a lot of control. We can make some situations easy, but we just make them that much more difficult. It don't mean they're not going to happen. You still want to see a challenge, but we just want to make them difficult.
We don't aggravate you and stress you. You know, it's just ridiculous. Just make it easy transition. Actually, it benefits your child. Never mind anything else. It benefits your child when they see your parents getting along, two parents.
The classic case that I've always heard, especially, I guess this is definitely from the younger crowd. You know, I have a few cousins and, you know, things like that. Oh, he better not have no other girl around my kid. I'm like, what? Like, who does that? Like, really?
Yeah. That's,
I mean, you don't want a revolving door because you don't, you know, you just don't. But, I mean, thankfully, I come from the old school. My mother, I never seen her lay in the bed with a man. You understand what I'm saying? She divorced my father when I was young. I knew she had boyfriends before she remarried, but I never seen her laying up with no man. These kids today, they see too much as, like I said, that's a whole nother talk, and I'm not even going to go left with that. But the bottom line, I called in to quickly support you guys every Monday. I try to get on and support. And definitely, to me, the problems that a lot of you guys, not you guys, but the parents are having, because the maturity level is not there. Once you're mature enough, be like the title of the show says, it's not about you. Once the parent realizes it's not about you and it's about the child, then everything else will fall into place. Because until they realize that, it's always going to be something. It's just always going to be something. So hopefully they start to get it together.
Exactly. Let me just say this to your point. I think that before we lay down, unprotected, and that's really what it's about. If when we conceive, I mean, granted, there are women who are on the pill, men who use condoms, the condoms break sometimes, the pill in that, I guess, for the most part, the fact is when we conceive, we lay down and have sex unprotected. We need to understand, listening audience, those listening live tonight, those who will be listening on the archive, the fact of the matter is when you have a child with someone, you are connected to that person for the rest of your life. That's the fact.
And that's that, yes.
That's the fact, you know. And listen, once a parent, always a parent. My mother is 74 years old, thankfully in good health. My mother still, every now and then, I'll be 50 years old in about a week and a half. And my mother still considers me her child. I mean, I am,
yeah.
But I'm not a child. You understand what I'm saying? Still considers me her child, all right? So,
exactly.
So she's been parenting me for 50 years. So now, let's just play this scenario out for a minute. Let's say someone listening tonight has a child with someone. Can you envision being connected to that person? I know the loving is strong, whatever. Can you envision yourself being connected to that person for the next 50 years? And that's,
well, let me
that's
just
short,
let me, yeah. Let me just say this really quick. I just like a month or so ago had my 41st birthday, and let me just say this: it's not by accident, darling, that I don't have a child. It is not by accident, okay? Because, you know, we heard the, I'm surprised I'm pregnant. Well, I know why I don't have a child right now, because I didn't want to be a baby mama, for number one. That's me, because I was born in the 70s, so I wanted to be a wife. That's just me, though. And I ain't seen no ninja yet that I want to be connected with the rest of my life. That's some serious shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to respect people's choices. I respect that. That was your choice.
It's real out here, because I know I'm a little psycho, so I don't want to have to go up against no ninja head. You feel me? Because you're not going to leave mine. You're not going to leave mine without. So we're going to leave it at that. Right.
Real rather than
raw.
Real rather
than raw. Good night, you guys. And I'll be listening in and supporting always, definitely.
Hey, Nikki, we thank you for your support. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Hey. Yeah, man, that's a hell of a proposition when you consider that you're going to be connected to somebody for the rest of your natural life when you have a child with that person. Listen, Amir, let's go to a song.
Yes.
You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio with your co-host Michael Teague and the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amir Rhymes. We'll be right back.
Amir Rhymes.
Holla back, y'all. Let's listen to Real Love by Mary J. Blige. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome back to Real Relevant Raw, Relationship Radio at its best, where we bring you the topics that you want to hear. I'm your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryan. It's the Candy Girl of the Comedy. What's up, y'all? Y'all can find me at AmiraRyan.com. Don't forget to follow me. I'll let your girl.
I'll let your girl. I'll let your boy holler at the show. You can reach us on Facebook at Real Relevant and Raw. Listen, let me give us a guest calling number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Call in to listen in. Call in to speak to Amira or I with your comment or your question. Simply press 1 and you'll be connected to the show. Also, let me invite you back on Wednesday night, in which we're going to be conducting a special broadcast. We want to help the family of Kamari Jones to find his killer. And so we're going to have members of the family. We're going to be calling in. We're going to be sharing information. We're going to have a number of crime stoppers. We want to make sure that this person who so senselessly and ruthlessly took this 7-year-old child's life will be brought to justice. Tonight's topic, parenting with your ex. So let's say, Amir, for argument's sake, that someone listening tonight has decided that they are going to parent with their ex. The fact is, listening audience, there are some challenges that you will face, conflicts with your ex. The reality is, when you are an ex-wife, ex-husband, child, father, child, mother, baby, daddy, baby, mama, the reality is that most likely your ex, your child's mother or father, is going to move on. That's the reality.
That's and life.
Go ahead, Jimmy. You want to jump in?
No, I was saying that's life.
Yeah, that's life. They're going to move on. You understand what I'm saying? For whatever reason, the relationship didn't work. There are times that I thought about, well, you know, somebody is good enough to have sex with one, they're good enough to be with, but then again, just good sex and good relationship are two different things. Fact is, the person's going to move on. You understand? So there may be jealousy that may creep in. There may be money issues. Because the fact of the matter is, children are a scenario. My son's summer camp is twice what I pay for his after and before care during the year. And my income does not double accordingly. Expenses. Yeah, karate lessons, glasses, braces, all kinds of different things. The fact of the matter is, anybody considering having children, is children cost money. Anger, resentment, custody battle. Who's going to have custody? Who's going to have custodianship? All those kinds of things. And Amir, I think you mentioned this earlier. Sometimes, ladies, you know I love you. As Ludacris says, I love y'all. But the fact of the matter is, ladies, sometimes you will use your children to get back at your ex. Understand, ladies, that once the emotion of the moment is done, those children are the ones who will suffer. The reality is, Namir, I know you know this is true. The fact is, we are, what's the word I'm looking for? We are resilient. Adults, we get over it, we heal, we move on, and in the interim, too often times, children become the casualty of that war that exists between adults. I mean, what do you think about that part?
Totally agree. They become scarred. They hold that. They carry that with their life. And that's all they see. That's all they know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And as far as women, I think, and when I said that about women, the reason I said is because we hold the power because we, 9 times out of 10, have custody of children primarily. Unless it's written down specific. It's very few. It's a handful. I bet statistics show. I know it show. It's a handful, especially of black men, that split custody or got full custody. I'm not saying they're not out there because I know a couple of single parent dad myself, dads, I do. And that's what's up, big up to y'all. But dudes doing the same thing. Back to the men. I ain't going to leave y'all out either. No.
That's right.
No, because they do wrong too. When they see the female and the mother with somebody now, oh, you want to be stalked, you want to be beat, you know what I mean? You don't want to come around and get your child, you don't want to send a couple dollars like you, you don't want to do anything because someone else there doing what you wasn't. But it's not up to the next man. That's your seed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And not only taking care of child, what it does to nourish their soul, what about nourishing the parent's soul when you know you raised your child to the best of your ability? Now, I ain't saying I'm not perfect. And I'm not saying nobody perfect, but when your child know, my son know by no means was I perfect, but he know this, I did the best I could for you until I knew better.
Exactly.
And you ain't never missed a meal.
Exactly.
And you always had somewhere to stay, and you always had the best shit or so, which you were. Now, I might have missed a couple meals. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That wasn't none of your business. I used to tell my son, it's not for you to worry about bills, lights, and gas, and where this comes. That's my job. Your job is to go to school and bring home grades.
I agree.
That's it. Good grades.
That's it. You know, Amir, it's funny that you should mention that because I teach my son, Michael, now. I said, Mike, daddy's job is to go to work, build his businesses, in order to build wealth so that you can have what you need, all of what you need and some of what you want. I said, your job is to go to school, learn, and listen to your mother and father. That's it. Because, Amir, if they do that, they're going to turn out all right. You understand? No, you're right. Our children should not have to worry about bills, clothes, how much the cable bill is, how much the rent or mortgage is, none of that. You understand? That's our job as adults to concern ourselves with that. But their job is to listen and to learn. I agree with you 100%. And let me just go ahead, Amir. You want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to finish it with this. That it's hard to co-parent. It is. When you don't have an understanding, you know what I mean? When it broke up ugly and it never was any kind of a, you never came back together cohesively, I guess could say, or, you know, you never bind anything. You never came to an agreement, an understanding, the bottom line. If you never came to an understanding and your relationship ended raggedy and it's still out there raggedy, well, that's the kind of raggedy interaction y'all going to have in front. It got to be some kind of, you know, you got to meet up somewhere. Somewhere you got to have an understanding for your children, if nothing else. And that goes for male and female.
Gee. And for me, Amira, and it's funny because we're kind of shifting gears to the final part of our show when we always want to give some insights and tips and takeaways that people can use. And that's why we decided tonight to call the show Parenting with Your Ex. It's not about you. The fact of the matter is, parents, when you have children, whether you're with the child's mother or father or not, whether it's an ex-wife, husband, baby mama, baby daddy, or what, parenting will never take place as long as you have decided, or I have decided, that it's about us. The minute we put ourselves, our ego needs and our desires, our hurts, our pain, our bitterness, our envy, all of that first, then parenting will come last.
I agree. Totally agree.
So I'm gonna go to one more song, throw a little bit of reggae in the mix. One of old school reggae artists, Calypso singer, Sarah Hammond, let's listen to Rock Away, and then we'll be back after this musical break, and we'll continue on and talk about real, relevant, and raw parenting with your ex. We'll be right back. Yeah, everybody, you know, I'm listening to this song, Mary, and I just imagine myself on the beaches of Trinidad, the beaches of Barbados. I just took a flight, man. I was on the beach in the Bahamas, just chilling, yo, you know.
Yeah.
Had some cream in my hand.
Hop out there.
Go ahead. Look at that blue water, the white sand beaches. Oh, my God.
Hop out there. And still do the show. How about that?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, listen, everybody. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryan, the Cancer Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all?
Hey, everybody. It's good to be here tonight. We're talking about parenting with your ex. And as I said, you know, there are challenges when we decide that we're going to parent with the ex. There is. There are. You know, I'm grateful for my ex-wife. I'm grateful. And let me tell you why. Unfortunately, the marriage didn't work out. And that is what it is. Early on, after we separated, I remember her sending me a text, and I'll summarize the text. Essentially, she said, Mike, I realized that a boy child needs a father. Proposed is that we have joint custody, and I propose that you have, meaning me, custodialship of our son. Now, Mary, you know, I know, and those who are listening know that it is rare for the man to have custodialship of the son, or what they call physical custody. And we share joint custody. I have Michael for a week, and she has him for a week. And I'm grateful for that, because I decided early on, when I reasoned that the marriage would not work, is that I refuse to be a weekend father. I refuse to be an every other weekend father and be off on the holidays. Hell with that. I've made a commitment to parent my child, and so we both parent equally. And I feel blessed, honestly, because we have that type of arrangement. And one of the things that we decided early on in there is that, Mr. Audience, is that it's not about us. We could talk about the marriage and what didn't work and who did what and who didn't what, but you know what? What the hell does that have to do with us parenting our son? Not a damn thing.
Not anymore.
You understand what I'm saying? Not a damn thing. You understand? So that's what it's about. And so, Carol, I just want to give us one tip, and then Mary, jump on in, you know, as you feel so moved. There's a couple things I want to say. Is I've learned this, and you know what, Amira and listening audience, I honestly am still trying to do this, because I have an ego that at times can be the size of the Grand Canyon. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all feel me?
I appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm just being honest, you know. But I've decided, and I'm still trying, I'm still learning how to put my ego aside. And Amira, something that you said, and please add to what you said earlier, you know, when there's conflict, parents, we must resolve the conflict for the sake of the child or for the sake of the children.
Yes.
Yeah, and Amira, I'm glad you raised that, because there are too many parents who are fighting each other. And you know what? As you said earlier, the kids are seeing you fight. They're hearing you cuss each other out. You understand what I'm saying? They're seeing you blast. They're seeing you blow up your baby father, your baby mother's father on Facebook. You know, they're old enough to read and old enough to see Facebook.
Well, it's not even that they can read. They hear the mom talking about, you know, even
exactly.
As much as you, you know, the best parents, the kids still hear shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The best of parents, the award-winning parents, the kids are still exposed to something. Because they're children. Like, I am somebody's child, but I'm a grown woman. Well, when I was a child, definitely nosy. Yeah, they tried to show me. And back in those days, in the 70s, like Nikki said, you grew up a whole different way. You mind your business as a child. You ain't getting grown people fake. And I still heard, you know what I mean? Nowadays, as loose as this parenting is out here, of course, these children are exposed earlier. Look, I'm going to just say this. I used to say to people, this is the difference between my son, and he ain't perfect, and neither am I, but this is the difference. I raised my son, and these kids out here nowadays, just because an adult is in the house don't mean they're raising that child. It means they're just growing up in the presence of an adult. Adult could be in the house. It don't mean you're raising anything, okay? It just means your presence is there for some paperwork with some legality, but you're not raising anybody. okay? And that's the difference. And when I talk about raising, I'm talking about homework on time. My son was on a schedule. You did homework until he was damn near 15. Okay? Yes. I'm not playing. You on a schedule. You eat at a certain time. You do your homework.
Hey.
You get your playtime, TV time, and that's it. You go into bed, boo.
Listen,
that's it.
Mayor, I got to jump in, and you're so right. And listen, this past Saturday night, Mike had a good day, got his yellow belt for karate, he's playing outside all day.
Yeah, congrats to the baby.
Y'all, listen. I'm old school in some respects, Carmen. I'm new school in some respects. So I let Mike stay a little bit later, and we have a complex in his courtyard, the parents are outside, watch each other, children, all that.
See, Michael, that was a special event you let him stay up for. I like that. He earned that.
Exactly.
Now, I'm sorry. Now, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Now, watch this. So 10 o'clock at night, Saturday night, so he's in Sunday morning. So he comes in, he watches TV together, and he calls it his daddy love time. He spends time with daddy. 10:30 at night, Mike says to me, "Daddy, I want to go to building number 36. I said, "Mike, it's 10:30 at night." And he's going back and forth with me like, "Well, Daddy, but I've never been there, and I want to go there." And Amir, I raised this because, first of all, I didn't let him go. But secondly, to your point, I said, "Mike, unless it is adult or they're having a party, son, it is too late for you to go to somebody's house at 10:30 at night." Now, Mary, you and I both know there are places in New Jersey and across the country where you have kids 7 and 8 years old walking the street at 10:30 at night.
Oh, I've seen it.
With no adult supervision.
I've definitely seen it.
With no adult supervision. So as you were saying, there's certain standards, and I think that's the word that we're looking for, that we have to have with our children. It cannot be a free-for-all. And the mirror, something that you said earlier was just so powerful. In the home does not mean that children are being raised. Damn, that was powerful.
Mm-hmm. That used to be my biggest. I used to run that with my motto. Like, that doesn't mean you're raising a child. I used to tell my son we could be in a cardboard box and nobody would never know.
True that. I know that's right.
Nobody would never know.
Right.
Why?
That's right.
Because you will always be clean. I swear to God, I'm not going to be dirty for you or be clean, sharp. Nobody would ever know. You wouldn't miss a meal, and you still have somewhere to stick it. I wouldn't let you get wet. It ain't never get down to it. I'm just saying, I used to tell him that. But I'm raising you. You would still be on a schedule in that box.
True that.
And that's the fact. In that box, you would still be on a schedule, and that's a fact. Yeah.
Because, Amir, the fact of the matter is, as Luther Vandross, the late, great Luther Vandross, said, a house is not a home. You can have a mansion but not have a home. You can have a split-level townhouse condo and not have a home, or you can have a studio and have a home. It's all about the value that you bring to that situation. Listen, Gordon, I want to say a couple things as we bring the show in a few minutes to a close. You know, there's some things that you got to work out. You got to work out visitation issues. You got to work out money issues and other kinds of things. And I'll even throw this out there for us to consider. We have to be careful when we're dating somebody and when we introduce that person to our children. And Amir, I know you know this, in many communities, not just in the African-American community, every time a man is dating a woman, well, this is your new auntie. Well, you know, damn it. My son has 3-4 aunts. And there'll be no auntie coming up to my house every other week and my vision new auntie. No. And likewise, there are women who every time they have another boyfriend, that's a new uncle. I don't think so. I think we gotta be very, very careful who we let our children around and when we're gonna introduce them. I mean, listen, you can introduce somebody to your child 2 weeks after you meet them. Well, what happens when they break up? Now that child's got used to somebody, now they got to get used to somebody else. So I think there needs to be some balance in that process. Some balance.
Ooh. Let me just say this. One thing I'm going to tell you personally about me. My son never, he used to say, "You can't get a boyfriend." Wow.
Wow.
You know what I said to him? Once I told him, "Little boy, you don't know what go on between the hours of 12 and 6 a.m. But he used to come jump in my bed. He could do that. Y'all be he could come on the radio. He could come do that. You know what I mean? He could jump on in my bed in the morning. Yeah,
that's
but
right.
You don't know what happened between the hours of 12 and 6. And if you did, you was too damn grown. You was minding somebody else's business.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I got to say this. Like we got about 2.5 minutes left. I mean, I'm going to let you take the show out tonight. I got to say this. You know, big up to my mom. And if I call her name and she hears the show, she's going to get very upset because she's a very private person. I do have to say this, though. I love my mother. More importantly, I respect my mother because I don't, to this day, I don't know what my mother did, as you said, between the hours of midnight and 6 in the morning. I don't know what she did when I was with my father every other weekend. You understand? But one thing I do know, I never came home and caught my mother in bed with another man. You understand what I'm saying? Never had a new uncle every other week or every other month. Whatever her sexual needs were, if she met them, she definitely didn't meet them while I was around. So I say that to say that I respect and love my mom. Amir, we got 1:30 left. Why don't you take the show out tonight? Any last things you want to say to our listening audience?
No, I just wanted to say thanks for having me. What a great topic tonight. And you know, like I said, you could, and that goes for men or women, you could have company, and you just got to have respect for your children. I want to leave out with that. Respect the child first. And, again, my name is Amir Ryans. Y'all can check me out at AmirRyans.com. I'm the Campy Girl of Comedy.
And listen, everybody, tune in on Wednesday for our special broadcast. We want to bring the killer of Kamiri Jones to justice. That said, you are listening, as always, to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. I'm your co-host, Michael T. Malone, my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy, Amir Ryans. Tune in on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. for more Real, Relevant, and Raw.